excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it.
Hey, now, if we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this Washington edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford, reporting to you on the road home from the Washington game on November 27th. Well, there is a point in every fan's life where he reaches a breaking point, and for me that point was today. I'm absolutely disgusted. It is going to take an active amount of willpower not to swear on this podcast. Things need to change. And I'm not talking about firing Tedford. Don't put me on the firing Tedford bandwagon yet. But what I saw today was ridiculous junk. It was horrible play on the offense. The defense gave everything they had, and they gave up two relatively lucky long bombs, and that's about the size of it. And that's all it took to lose this game when combined with the kickoff return that also was a bit lucky and, well, admittedly, a not very good play on special teams. Cal played today on offense like they were scared to lose. They did not play to win the game. And I am sorry, if Manchin cannot be trusted to throw the ball, put someone else in the pocket. I am sick of the coaching staff not finding someone to fill that damn position. It is not that hard to find somebody who can throw the ball. It's absolutely sickening to me to see how many times we ran the ball. We ran it on 3rd and 13. We ran it all game long. And it was absolutely ridiculous. There was no way it was going to be effective. For a drive or two, it worked. You have to trust the person in the pocket to throw the ball. It's that simple. If you don't have trust in them, find somebody else who you do. And if you don't have trust in any of your people, you got a fundamental problem either in your trust level or on the team itself. And I'm sorry, there are too many four-star quarterbacks in your stable for that not to be the case. I would burn a red shirt before I saw what happened today happen again. And I'm never a fan of burning red shirts. Somebody in that stable between Manchin, Sweeney, Bridgeford, Wittenberger, whatever the heck his name is, should be able to complete a damn pass. And we saw none of that today. It was absolutely ridiculous. And I've reached my breaking point. Tedford, things need to change. I don't know if it means you get more involved in the offense. I don't know if it means you get a quarterback coach. I don't know if it means you replace your offensive coordinator, but you're doing something wrong. And you're not probably spending enough time sleeping in your cot, in your legendary cot in your garage, in your office like you used to. Well, it's time to get back doing that. It's performances like this. I don't care if we were 5-7 anyway, but there's no excuse for losing this game. There's no excuse for that defense to be hanging their heads low right now because they gave up the final score, the winning score on the final play of the game. Cameron Jordan deserves more than that. Mike Mohammed deserves more than that. Everybody on that team deserves more than that. Even Manchin deserves more than that. If you don't have trust in him to throw, it's just as defeating to him to have him there handing off the ball time and time again. Get with it. This is absolutely ridiculous, and I'm completely sick of it. Washington sucks. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for losing that game. You look at the talent they've recruited over the last 5 years compared to the talent that's on this Cal team. Absolutely no reason we should lose that game. The fans in the stadium gave their heart today. We screamed, we yelled, we made up for the fact that there weren't 65,000 people in the stands. And that's the garbage we were treated to. It's completely inexcusable. It's unfair to Vereen. It's unfair to the offensive line. It's unfair to the receivers. It's unfair to everybody on that team, including the quarterback. Stop playing scared. Let the guys throw the ball. It's absolutely ridiculous. I really am completely beside myself. You can listen to 4 years of these podcasts from me, and there have been some bad days, and never have I been yelling into the microphone like I am today. This isn't the first game that Manchin's throwing the ball where he said, well, all right, you know, Oregon State on the road. I understood why he didn't throw the ball much there. But when you play scared, you lose. Because all it takes is one big pass, one lucky big pass, for your 10-13 victory to turn into a 16-13 loss. That's how easy it happens. It's offensive. And you know, I was going to start out complaining about how much us fans put into this, what the donors put into this program, what those of us who can't afford to be donors put into it, time and effort to come down and watch this team and what we deserve better. But you know what? In thinking about it, as I'm waiting for a ridiculously long bus ride, another complaint of mine to wrap up, that's not a big deal. That, you know, tough break. I can choose not to show up. But these kids who are practicing 4 days a week for you, they deserve better than this. And I didn't hear what the after game press conference, maybe Tedford beat up on himself and on his coaching staff the way he should have. But they deserve better than what they got today out of you, Tedford. And you need to make some changes in the off season. As I mentioned last week, there's a couple of us who think you need to get more involved in your offense. And maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe you need to actually make your system work again. Because it's not working. And I don't care about injuries or anything like that. It's been 4 games. You should be throwing the ball by now. And that's not even to get to the fact that you shouldn't have a backup quarterback who's so ill-prepared to come in that 3 and 4 games later you're still worried about his proficiency. That's bad planning. That's bad execution. That's bad taking advantage of the blowouts and the losses and making sure your guys get some meaningful snaps. So maybe this is the best thing that could have happened to this program. Maybe Tedford needed 5-7, something to tell him that things were dreadfully wrong in the program. Because that's where they're at. There's no excuse to be 3-6. We are better than Washington. And guess what? Teams that we're losing to, they're going on and having better conference runs than we are. Arizona State, UCLA, these teams are all doing better than us in the conference. And we're clearly superior teams to those teams. It's not even close. And it's just disgusting to me to see how we're playing right now. I don't know, maybe it's the temporary offices are, you know, not as cozy and then the coaches aren't on the same page or something, but something's significantly wrong. It is just, it's not just a little bit. It's a real, real problem. And I don't care how nice the facilities look in 2 years, if the team keeps playing like this and the players think that when I come to Cal, I'm going to play for a team that pulls crap like this today, where they run an offense that's just pathetic, absolutely pathetic, they're not going to want to come. But, I mean, Tedford took a step back from being really in depth in the offense, and I understood his logic at the time, but at some point you have to say, I'm not helping in this new area where I think I am, because you know what, the psychology of the team, all the factors that hurt them in 2007 that made this choice, it's not any better. It's just as bad as it's always been. And by the way, that wasn't terrible. There have been plenty of teams who've had years like that. It's not like it was a disastrous situation. Well, the offense has become a disastrous situation. And then there's clearly things they're doing that are just baffling. Just baffling. It's quite clear that the first few punts, they told Anger not to let it loose. They told him just to kind of pooch it down there. The heck is with that? Give me one good reason why to do a crummy punt. I guarantee you that was not him. He was told to do that. Because in the second half, it was totally different. He opened it up. He let it rip. And that's just not something you turn on and off. Not to mention the stupid rugby punting. You got a punter who can unleash it and you're frickin' rugby punting it. But I just saw so many plays today on offense where I just was flabbergasted by the complete lack of confidence in the team, the complete poor game planning. See, last week I felt like the offense just wasn't quite there yet, that the game plan wasn't that bad. But clearly the reaction to this week is twice as bad as the bad execution last week. Give them a damn chance to play the game. It's disgusting to me. So Tedford, get a hold of your damn offense. You lost 3 weeks of practice. Forget the damn bowl game or anything like that. You lost 3 weeks of practice by not having your offense anywhere near effective. We were 5-4 when we came home from the Washington State game, and Manchin was throwing a reasonable ball against a team that was getting better. They lost 3 in a row with crap. That was too much time to prepare for one win. That's all we needed was one dang win. And this is the crap performance we have. And by the way, it's because you're playing scared. You're playing like, ooh, a mistake might kill us. No, what's going to kill us is you're only going to score a few points, and the defense needs to play perfect, absolutely perfect, to have a hope at winning. And they play just a smidgen short of perfect, and they're going to be hanging their head all night long. Listening to Cameron Jordan after the game on the radio about talking about never going back up the steps to Memorial Stadium again was heartbreaking. And he's the only one who scored. The only touchdown of the game came on a defensive play. That is sickening. And by the way, that first field goal, that wasn't great execution. It was a couple lucky plays strung together, followed by a really good kick by Tavecchio. And God bless you, Tavecchio. You rebounded from a couple of tough performances with a couple of great kicks. That's what the rest of this team needs to be doing. And I think it starts at the top. I think it starts with people like Tedford who aren't trusting these kids. You're not trusting them by keeping them in there and refusing to let them throw the ball. And the whole offense is affected by that. They see 9 men in the box and know that it's a disaster written all over it, and they got another run play coming. Absolutely ridiculous. So there's one drive where we got 40 or 50 yards or whatever it takes to get into field goal range, and we barely get that with the dang penalties. And if there's one execution area that I'll say the players need to get better at, it's the penalties. They've had their troubles there. But you know what? When the team is so beat down, I don't blame them almost. But other than that, it's all defense. I mean, yeah, Manchin had his troubles. He didn't do that great. But you just took the ball out of his hand. And as I said, if you don't trust him, put somebody else in there who you can. Put in Sweeney. You can run the ball at least. So here we sit. We're 5-7. No bowl game. Having the current Pac-10 longest streaks of bowls just blew up in smoke. And by the way, that was something you could take to recruits to get through the mediocre years. You could say, well, yeah, you know, rough year, but, you know, we're still the longest streak of bowl victories, and I think that's going to continue. Nope, that's gone too. It's just disgusting to me. Absolutely disgusting. I left a couple of my kids at my mother's house today because of the rain and the forecast. I brought my eldest. He had fun. He was well-dressed for the rain. But so I went back to my mom's house. You're supposed to have dinner. I was too sick to my stomach to eat. I was like, could you just feed him some hot dogs and I can get back on the road? And I don't feel this way. I stuck to the last whistle of the big game. I stuck to the last whistle of last year's USC game. I traveled on the road to games when the Bears couldn't win on the road at all. I don't mind losing. You can't win them all. There are days that it's very hard to win them all. I'm understanding that a coach can't be perfect all of the time. I appreciate the difficulty of coaching football. But there's a difference between tough breaks and hard games and disappointing situations, even lack of effort, and what we saw today. Today we didn't even try. We just saw a bunch of really good seniors on defense graduate, too. I mean, on offense, there was almost no one. And obviously, Riley, in some sense, very much hurts. We saw it today. We don't lose that game with him. But we'd already kind of transitioned past that. We knew that in our mind. And other than that, it's almost a good thing Edwards is gone. You know, the rest of the offensive line's back. People think Vereen's going to go to the NFL. I don't think he is. I might be wrong about that, but I think he's back. And all the rest of the guys, Stevens, the wide receivers, the whole crew, the offense, it's all there. If we could just get a dang QB. But the defense, man, we lost a lot of players. Conti has been great this year. Conti, if you're listening to this, bravo, my good man. You know, you had a tough assignment coming in as a true freshman. You played really well as a corner. And it was hard for you. And nobody figured out that you were a much better safety than you were a corner. And it's too bad, because if we had 2 to 3 seasons of you at safety, that would have been wonderful to see. And I sure hope you get a look in the NFL as a safety, because you deserve it. Naboofy's already graduating. Luckily, we got some young talent at corners, so I think we can survive him. Mike Mohammed, he's going to be a big loss. Huge loss. He's so well-respected. I tend to want to really call out those players who maybe don't get as much respect as they deserve. And obviously, Mike Mohammed's great. And everybody knows it. He's an exceptional player. And he's going to get a look at the next level. Derek Hill, he's faithful servant to the program. I really like Derek Hill. And I really like his attitude and the way he goes about things. I know that from interviewing him and stuff. But, you know, he just always came up a little bit short of that elite level that he's going to be a huge loss. There are already guys who are ready to replace him. Cameron Jordan, though, he's an elite talent. He's going to be missed. So we got one guy at every level who's going to be really hard to replace. So that unit, I mean, there's still lots of talent returning. I mean, let's not overstate the problems there. But that unit is going to have a little bit more work to do to have the pieces in place. Although maybe not. You know, maybe the offense is really the problem. And it's just, I have this deep, unsettling, sinking feeling in my stomach, like I never want to eat again. And I'm just going to throw it all up. And hopefully that feeling goes away before I wither away, which, if you've ever seen me before, you know it's going to take a long time. But it's just so incredibly frustrating. Everyone deserves better than what we saw today. I'd much rather have lost 28-24 with 2 terrible interceptions that cost us the game than what I saw today. Memorial Stadium deserved better than that in their last game in their current configuration. Speaking of which, that stupid ceremony at the end of the game was a frickin' waste of my time. I just had my heart stomped on, crushed. And that's the ridiculous little piece of a ceremony that you were punching up all week. That was a joke. Absolute joke. No video to show them they're talking. You couldn't even see them. And then just, you know, a bunch of statement of facts that everybody knows. So we're going to be at AT&T next year. Ooh, nobody knew this. You know, I appreciate some of the sentiment they expressed, but this just so horribly delivered. Just so weak. It's like they too were playing not to lose. That they assumed the Bears were going to win, and they were, you know, playing it really safe. It's just so disgusting. And now, after ranting and raving about Tedford and the offense, I'm going to say this, and this is why you won't find me in the fire Tedford crowd. Every time Tedford's had a problem to address, he's addressed it. A defensive, maybe a little slow in getting there. That, you won't find any complaint with me. But he finally decided it was time to let Gregory go. I'm sorry, that was not a Gregory-led decision. It was time for him to go, and he replaced him with somebody who's done wonders. I think he's done a great job on defense. You know, Tedford did things to help with the... If there's one problem he hasn't really solved, it's been the psychological problems. But he recognized it, and he tried to address it. And the fact that he didn't actually pull it off, well, that's troublesome. And I just think it's because it's not his thing. He's an X's and O's kind of guy. And there have been plenty of good X's and O's kinds of head coaches. There's nothing wrong with that. But he's not Pete Carroll, and he never will be. He's not one of those type of guys. But Urban Meyer is an X's and O's coach. And took, you know, played in national championships and won national championships. And there's plenty more like him. So Tedford can be very successful without being really high on the emotional leader front. But he's let his offense go these last few years. And it's time he gets back to his bread and butter. And I know he can fix this offense. I know he can have them performing again. But the reason that the defense is doing so well this year is because they've been entrusted with an aggressive playbook. The reason Tedford's old teams, the reason the current Oregon offense have played with so much heart is because they were given the keys. They were told, you go out and execute. We're going to have trust in you. We're going to fly at it. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have trust in this offense to run even when they put 9 men in the box and just overpower them is not putting trust in them, all right? If somebody's mistaking that, Tedford, for putting trust in them, it's not. It's opening up the playbook. It's doing crazy things. It's letting loose and letting the kids let loose. And we need to get back to that. So, I've ranted and raved plenty long at this point. I think you can get the sense of my emotion. I'm absolutely ticked off, and I'm heartbroken at the same time. And I don't want to have this happen again. I've seen far worse Cal teams that I've been far less disappointed in. And the good news is perhaps this will shake things up. And I think somewhere deep down in Tedford's guts, he knows how gutless today was. And hopefully, between the shake-up and that gut feeling, he'll do the right thing. But a part of me fears he won't. I mean, it doesn't take two idiots to figure out that traveling on the road on Thursday is better than traveling on Friday. And he still maintains that there's no difference. There's just a couple things where he's amazingly stubborn. And I'm real optimistic that because it's the offense, an area he's shown ability to take quarterbacks and have them jump significantly, that he can get back in this. But the fear is that his stubbornness in one aspect or another will prevent him. And that's where perhaps the shakeup that comes from 5-7 and losing bowl eligibility, losing your final 3 games, we just need to win one of them to go to a bowl game, will force him to really dig deep this time. Maybe spend a few more nights in the legendary cot of his, thinking out how he's going to make this happen. I think that's going to wrap up this edition of the podcast. I'm not sure if Jason and I will do one midweek. If you ask me, I'm not feeling up to it right now, and I don't want to yell and scream at Jason for a half hour. So, maybe not. But it will be the last On the Road Home podcast for the season, obviously. But we will be back. We will continue to blog about various things through the off season as they are notable. And we're going to come back for 2011, a year where we played on the road every week. And let's hope the Bears turn this around. So as always, thank you for listening. And go Bears. On the road again.